Hello?
Hi there, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign, sir. We are contacting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Do you happen to have a couple of minutes?
Regarding what?
Oh, the survey? Yes, it's regarding a market research. It's actually an opinion research, sir. But we would like to get your opinion.
About what, something political or
political? Yes, it will be political.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let me hang up on somebody else. Hold on. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Susan. Yes,
go ahead.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, let me just get my page started. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in a non-provision primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Mm-hmm. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-provision primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th. If you have already voted by mail and ballot, you can anticipate that as well. I'll read them out to you. I have already voted by mail and ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote. Yeah.
You're definitely going to vote. Okay. Mm-hmm. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will
vote by mail.
By mail? Okay, thank you. Yeah. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, and independent, not registered in a party, some other political party?
Democrat.
Okay. What is your main racial background? African American, Asian, white,
Hispanic, yeah, Cuban American.
Thank you. What is your age?
57.
Thank you. Almost done, sir. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Like, please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So it's Richard Parsnick. Is that very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of?
No opinion, never heard of him.
Okay. Raquel Rosado.
I don't know. I don't have an opinion.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
What are the options?
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat
very favorable.
Okay. Cindy Lerner?
I don't know much about her, so no opinion.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be for Miguel Quintero, Salomon Dingsinger, Manny Side, Alexander Odola, Carlos Barron, Daniela Levin-Cava, or Eddie Rojas?
This is for mayor?
Yes, for Miami.
Daniela Levin-Cava.
Okay, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Devola?
Definitely voting.
Okay. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Persnett, Cindy Lerner, Raquel Relegado?
I don't know. I have to research.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Richard Persnett, Cindy Lerner, Raquel Relegado?
I don't. Whoever's the Democrat I would be leaning towards, but I haven't researched it yet.
No problem. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner in her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
Yes, I've seen some stuff.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade?
It was negative, but I don't really know if that's true or not, because I don't really, it's stuff that, you know, they mail out, and so I don't really know if it's true, and
okay.
I'll have to research it.
Would that be, like, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no
difference? I don't. It doesn't, you know, make any difference. I don't really believe all the things people mail. I have to read about it.
Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Delgado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
The same thing. I've been getting things in the mail, but I don't really pay attention to them because I don't believe mailers, you know.
All right. So is that yes? Would that be yes or no on the, have you seen anything or heard?
I have seen, yes, on both of them.
Okay.
But I haven't formed an opinion.
Okay. If I'll just same question on this, and what did you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Rosado in the elections of Miami-Dade County Commissions? If it made no difference, okay.
Yeah, it made no difference.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
It's either one of the three. I consider myself between liberal and moderate. But if I had to choose one, I guess I would say liberal.
Okay. Would that be like somewhat, may vary?
Like I said, halfway between liberal and moderate.
Okay.
So if whatever word works for that, somewhat,
okay.
You know, sounds good to me.
Okay. Thank you so much. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Would that be less than high school?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. We have completed the survey. You have an excellent Saturday, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.